take it upon yourself to get the crew?
How did people, had people over me.
Yeah, okay. And
if any boss.
Yeah.
Those, the bigger ones come back.
They tell you, and then if you were going to go out and supervise, they
come down. They're the bigger ones. They got the tools.
They have the tools and the jeep, and they got the come down and do the repair.
Come down and do the repair.
He reported to them, and they'll come down and fix it.
So your job was really kind of to overseer to keep your eye on things, and
whatever, and then report.
And let them take care of the repair. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, any small thing like repairing a hydrant, when I used to walk down that way, because I walked down there for a couple of months. From protecting from windfield source down, I walked right over to Parsons, to the up there.
About the same way where it
is? Yeah, over there. But if Mr. Boone bring me back into Old Road, so many bus can pull along. So they move me from...
Is that James?
From Franklin.
James? The man James?
From Franklin, they spent 21 days in Old Road. From there, they send me over Sandy Point. From Sandy Point over to Norton Ground. Mm-hmm. And from there, they send me over Parson.
What over there?
Yes, I walk over Parson, estate. Yeah. You see? So, but the ear valves now. You got the fire hydrant. I could handle the fire hydrant.
Yeah, I see.
I could handle the stop valve. All those.
Yeah.
And the ear valve is the one we try to get pushed on at the point, I tell you.
What you're talking about reminds me of what we have, like in my neighborhood. We get, we get a crack in the line and we get mud, and the water gets muddy. And the water gets muddy. So they figure out where the break is, they fix it, and then they turn on the fire hydrants and just blow that water out for half a day and wash it up. It's the same thing. But that the elevation stuff is really interesting. That's really remarkable. And you really understood the whole system, the way the whole thing works, and you worked all over the island?
Well, from Franklin to Parsons, that's how they met.
Is Parsons before, is it past St. Paul's?
Yes.
Parsons estate is up.
Oh, back.
Bow Deer Bay.
What's that plantation there? The estate. Behind St. Paul.
You got Keynes's and you got Willets. Parsons up top. Parsons up in the mountains.
Parsons might have been. I interviewed a man when I was here last time in 1999. I interviewed a man who worked with cane, worked in the cane in the
cane industry.
On that Parsons estate, I think.
No, Mr. Dongy, you meet him down in Parsons, wrong man, in the village. The parents spoke him in the village.
That was in inland. St. Paul's is right on the ocean. But and by that, that's west. When you look out at the ocean at St. Paul's, you're looking west.
Station.
And you see
the
station?
The station,
and that's west, looking west.
Now, what direction is it, boy? Where you go? You start going back north,
North.
When you go deep, you start going back north,
North.
When you reach deep, St. Paul's. St. Paul's the farthest point down, then you start going north now, you're going back north now.
Uh-huh.
You go north, from the map, you can see you're going north. From deep beside, you're going north. We're going west down to west down to St. Paul.
Yeah.
We go west down to St. Paul, going on West Street.
Yeah.
And then when we reach Deep Bend, we come back north, come back around to Keon.
You're going north to Keon and Lodge Village.
We're going north now.
Okay,
and then we come back east now.
Did you ever do any work over that way, around Lodge Village?
No.
You didn't do anything? How did they get their water?
Oh, well, I think their water comes from Phillips's.